Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 549 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Liz.
Hey, Pat. This is Liz at LizNaturally.com, and I saw you speak at the Lead Pages conference, and you were terrific. Thank you so much for speaking. It was a great talk, and go Backstreet Boys. Anyway, my question is about business insurance. I have a health and wellness coaching online business. I have liability insurance because I teach live yoga classes and fitness classes. But my question is, do you need business insurance for an online business? Thanks for all you do. Love the podcast. Bye-bye.
Hey, Liz. Thank you so much for the question. I'm glad to hear you have liability insurance for what you do. I think that's important for certain kinds of businesses, of course. But in terms of business insurance, like online business insurance and things like that, I actually have that too. And it actually came in handy when my site was hacked in March of 2013. My site was down for about a week, and as a result, it was estimated that I lost about $15,000, which is pretty insane when you think about it. But it shows you why it's important for, if you have a business and it's primarily online, why insurance is something that you should think about. Now, it's not necessarily required, and of course, I'm not a professional, so I would make sure that you connect with a professional, somebody on your end who you work with, who you trust, who can give you information specifically for you and your specific position. But for me, you know, it came in handy in 2013 because I had lost about $15,000, and I got some of that back. Now, that some of that back was, you know, 20-30% of it, but it was still very helpful because that was something that was very unfortunate to happen. What happened was some hackers came in and they just loaded, like totally overloaded the servers, and all of my websites on that one particular server went down, including SPI and a couple others. Some of my other niche sites still hosted on Bluehost, for example, were still up because those weren't connected to it, but my main sites and stuff were down specifically. Now, a few things were also helping me in my favor. This is not really related to business insurance, but because I had my email list, I was able to still keep in constant contact with my audience during that downtime and tell them what's up, tell them what's going on. I was also in San Francisco, quite interestingly enough at the time, recording videos for my other book, Let Go. Some behind-the-scenes stuff in certain locations that are mentioned in the book. And Caleb and I decided to shoot a video while we're there and put that out on my YouTube channel. And that was a way for me to tell people what was going on with the site and just keep people in the know of what was going on so that when the site got back up, everybody would kind of be cool and not make it seem like I was just gone and missing. So having the email list was really important, having the YouTube channel and other channels. Of course, the podcast was still going up, and so it wasn't like I disappeared and didn't affect business that much. But like I said, because the website was down, I did lose quite a bit of money. And so insurance can help you in that way. And there's a lot of different kinds of insurance, and there's a lot of technical things that go along with that. I would make sure to read all the fine details of all those things in case you wanted to get involved with that. But Liz, that's all I'm going to say. I don't have much else to say beyond that. It's definitely worth considering for sure. It's not required, but for many businesses, especially ones that are doing some good money online and rely on the online space to receive that income, then it could definitely be worth it, because it's sort of those just in case things. And you know, I had never thought that my site would get attacked in that way and I would lose that much money, but it did. And I'm very glad that I was given the advice to consider having that kind of insurance in the beginning, because it definitely paid off. And I still have it. I still pay for it, but it is definitely that peace of mind of knowing that it's there just in case. That's really helpful too. So anyway, lots of things to go along with that, but I do want to thank you, Liz. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. I also want to send a t-shirt to anybody else whose question gets featured here on the show. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Now to finish off, here's a quote by Andy Warhol. He said, "They always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.